You know, the cryptocurrency market feels like living in a high-velocity ecosystem right now. It's thrilling how much happens daily. But that price volatility and regulatory churn make continuous information gathering a necessity for everyone involved.
It certainly is. The speed at which things change requires constant attention. Currently, we are seeing three forces converge to shape this landscape: institutional adoption, technological innovation, and regulatory scrutiny.
That context helps a lot. It really changes the game, because success isn't just about reacting to charts blindly. We need to understand the drivers behind the price action first.
Agreed. While Bitcoin remains that central anchor of the broader market, its movements dictate ripple effects across alternative coins. It functions as the primary benchmark for investor sentiment.
People often call it digital gold, don't they? Its movements really send ripples across all the altcoins. But even though short-term volatility persists, I'm seeing a real shift toward long-term accumulation strategies now.
Exactly. There is a noticeable shift toward long-term accumulation strategies among both retail and institutional participants. However, crucially, Bitcoin isn't floating in a vacuum. Its price is heavily correlated with macroeconomic indicators like inflation data or interest rate expectations.
That's a big one I've been thinking about too. Geopolitical stability plays just as much of a role. Investors who analyze these correlations make way more informed decisions than those relying solely on technical analysis.
Absolutely. Moving into DeFi, it feels like so much has evolved since the early days. Protocols are actively iterating to improve yields, security, and scalability, often focusing on solving scalability issues.
The narrative is shifting too. People are starting to view these protocols as essential infrastructure, especially for the unbanked population. And stablecoins are helping bridge that gap between TradFi and the decentralized economy.
Yes, it makes cross-border transactions so much smoother. Meanwhile, Web3 and NFTs have matured a lot since the 2021 hype cycle peaked. Utility is now becoming the primary driver of value rather than just speculation.
I agree. Projects are focusing on real-world applications like digital identity verification or IP management. It's inspiring to see projects focus on things that matter in our daily lives.
In Web3 development specifically, there's a strong push toward user ownership over data and assets within gaming and social platforms. This shift is really reshaping how communities interact with technology.
We are seeing headlines about major partnerships or new Layer 2 solutions, which signals the infrastructure is finally robust enough for mass adoption. But let's be honest, regulation remains the elephant in the room.
It is. Governments worldwide are working to define how digital assets fit into existing financial laws. This clarification feels like it's almost as valuable as capital itself right now, creating a complex environment where legitimacy is paramount.
Compliance is a top priority for exchanges looking to build trust and longevity. For the everyday user, understanding these shifts is essential for identifying safe platforms versus those facing legal hurdles.
Right. The industry's future growth will depend on finding that balance between fostering innovation and maintaining necessary oversight. In conclusion, the sector today is defined by a blend of cautious optimism and significant technical advancement.
So for us investors, the news cycle offers opportunities if we take the time to analyze the data behind headlines rather than just chasing trends. Key takeaways are clear. Recognize Bitcoin as a macroeconomic barometer, view DeFi as infrastructure, prioritize utility in NFTs, and maintain vigilance on regulations.
Exactly. As always, Doing our own research and staying vigilant is crucial for navigating this ever-evolving digital landscape.